This is the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs. Researchers at the New England Baptist Hospital in Boston have published a cross-sectional study with prospective recruitment to determine the accuracy of the physical examination for the diagnosis of middle lumbar and lower lumbar nerve root impingement and level-specific lumbar nerve root impingement on magnetic resonance imaging. Likelihood ratios greater than or equal to 5 indicated moderate to large changes from pre-test probability of nerve root impingement to post-test probability. For the diagnosis of mid-lumbar impingement, this was achieved by the femoral stretch test, crossed femoral stretch test, medial ankle pinprick sensation, and patella reflex testing. When combining the femoral stretch test with either the patella reflex testing or the sit-to-stand test, the likelihood ratio was also greater than or equal to 5. For the diagnosis of level-specific impingement, likelihood ratios greater than or equal to 5 were observed for anterior thigh sensation at L2, femoral stretch testing at L3, patella reflex testing, medial ankle sensation, or crossed femoral stretch testing at L4, and hip abductor strength at L5. Test combinations increased the likelihood ratio for level-specific root impingement at the L4 level only. The authors conclude that individual physical examination tests provide clinical information that substantially alters the likelihood that mid-lumbar, low-lumbar, or level-specific impingement is present. This article was selected from Medscape's Best Evidence. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs.